He was a Marine and then a state trooper. He's worked with some of the biggest movers and shakers in the history of the city. He's a man of faith and a dogged advocate for young people of all backgrounds. Since 2003, he's been an institution on the Westside Airwaves. Get your pen or your pad or your electronic device. School Talk has arrived. Now, here's your host, Emerson.
Get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. Once again, for the 1,214th time, you're not. That's that new math, Max. I got new math. You know what I mean? You heard of a calculator?
I have heard of a calculator,
you
yes.
You ever seen a calculator?
I have.
You know what a syllabus is?
Yeah.
I don't. I can't spell syllabus.
Nor
anyway,
can I.
We're in the same boat. Max, I like your shirt, bro.
Thank you.
Where'd you get it from?
So I got it for my birthday on Saturday.
Your birthday was Saturday?
Yeah.
Man, congrats. Push the magic button for yourself, man. That is awesome, man. Birthdays are so cool, man.
They are.
You get any money?
Yeah, I did get some.
Can I get a loan?
No.
I thought I would try. Well, congratulations on your birthday, man. I'm not gonna put your business in the street. Ask how old you are, but how old are you?
17.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
I was 17 once back when they had oil lamps, like oil, like kerosene lamps.
Yeah.
I was 17 back then, so. That was a long time ago, man.
Wow.
So it's Friday, right?
Yeah, it is Friday.
Weekend? What you got planned?
So we got a soccer game on Saturday morning at my high school against Crispus Attucks.
Oh, wow. Playing some history over there.
Yep.
Dang.
And then I think that's really just about it.
That's pretty cool. Crispus Attucks has a lot of sports history.
They do.
So now you're part of their history, man. That's pretty cool. Well, they're part of yours. I don't know which is which.
I don't know either.
A little bit of both, you know?
Yeah.
That is great. Okay, well, good. Well, I'm glad. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
A belated birthday. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
I hope you guys win. And so that's stuff and things we do with, folks. We always talk to my students first to find what's going on in their world because my students make this radio show work. Speaking of students, we got something going on with other students. What's this thing we call the...
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can order your 2022 Keyhole Yearbook for just $50 now through August 31st. Visit yearbookforever.com or X109 for information. Also, Inside Ben Davis Football is Tuesdays at 7 p.m. live. Podcasts are on Audio Boom. Football, well, they host Avon High School tonight at 7 p.m. live on WBDG. Our podcasts are on audioboom.com. Just search WBDG FM. We're also on Spotify and other podcast sites. Social media is at WBDG Indy, except for our TikTok at Giant90.9. And School Talk is Fridays at 7:30 a.m. with replays Sunday at 2 p.m.
Awesome. We call that thing. Yeah, we do call that thing. Hey, I'm always talking to my students, and I know we got a full classroom of radio students every Friday morning. So from here on out, Luke's one of my guests.
Yeah.
But Max, what I want to do is, like, when I'm doing my show on Friday mornings, if the students in the classroom have a question, I want them to write it down and then pass it through the big window or pass it through the door.
Yeah.
And we're going to ask that question on the air. That way they can be a part of the big show. How does that sound?
That sounds
well,
like a
good
idea.
Push the magic button for the students of Ben Davis High School first class in the morning. Because they're all from all over the state. I mean, you got all you guys come from all over and got a lot of things happening in your own community. So I want to know what's on their mind, and they might have a question for my guest. So we're going to have them pass some notes through the door or through the window. But today we got some stuff going on. We got stuff. And I don't have to look too far. I can just go far as here at Ben Davis High School. And there was an article written by a young man here at Ben Davis High School named Brenton Wortham. He's the staff writer here for the Spotlight. He wrote an awesome story, man, in Spotlight on something that we're going to talk about today. And so I'm going to put like, if we're calling all esports fans, give this club a try. Because in the studio, ladies and gentlemen, push the magic button. We got the people. We got the folks. We got Ben Davis Drake. We got Trevor Smith, the math teacher and the coach of the esports live in the studio. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning. Hey, how are you doing?
How you doing, sir?
Doing good.
What's going on, man?
Hey, it's early, but I'm I'm having a good time.
I'm waking you right up, boy. I tell you, I don't need no coffee. Man, there's an article. The article was great, man. He wrote it May 14, 2021, during the spotlight. The world of sports has gone far beyond the ball and the net, the goals and the home runs. Video games are now recognized as sports. Yep, that's right. Esports. And you get involved right here at Bendis High School. And that was a quote from the great writer at the sports at the spotlight, Mr. Brenton. I'll say Brenton Worthen. That's an awesome article. Man, push your article. Push the button for the article for our team. Yeah, nice. they're kicking stuff down there in the spotlight. Woo! I need some oxygen up in here. Okay, also in the studio, I got not just the coach, I got a couple of students. Now we're gonna. I talk to my students. Good morning, Patrick. Good morning.
Hi.
How you doing, sir?
Pretty good. How about you?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. All right. I just want to ask you, what grade you in? And then I'm gonna ask some more questions. But give me your last name and what grade you're in.
My last name is Darrow, and I'm in 12th grade.
What school?
Well, Ben Davis. Yeah.
Well, hey, check. I got kids from all over the world, man. This is a world class. Class school. So I got to ask, where you coming from? Who you representing esports from across the street and everywhere else? And I got Luke Jones. I saw your last name, so I had to give you both of that. Luke Jones, good morning.
Good morning.
And what grade are you here? What grade are you in?
I am 12th grade.
Ben Davis?
Ben Davis.
Okay, all right. Got two BD reds. Got BD because a lot of kids can. Now I'm going to ask a hot question. Can my transfer kids play in esports?
They can on their high school's esports team.
So they can go against you guys.
So what we need is those students out listening from those other high schools. They need to get with whoever they know that would sponsor a club if they don't already have one and get it started up.
Wow,
it's going to blow up really quick.
Wow,
there are over 100 schools now.
That makes sense. That makes sense because we got a lot of students in our classrooms that play basketball, play football, play soccer.
Yep.
For our schools, and this is the sport just like any other sport. That makes a lot of sense. So let's get deep. Let's get deep down. Get deep down. And this is open. So Luke, Patrick, Trevor, open mic. What, in your own words, what is esports? You go, Trevor. You can go first.
That's a pretty wide open question. Yeah. You want me to answer first?
Yeah, you can go.
So what is esports?
Yeah.
So basically, we play video games versus other teams. It could be individual or team based games. Every time I say games, it's a sport, right? These are sports. There's a lot of strategy involved, a lot of teamwork and communication, a lot of work that goes into it as well. To prepare to compete and try to win. You know, everybody likes to win. Everybody hates to lose. So it's just like, you know, the feeling is the same. You know, I played football all through high school and college.
Okay.
And to win on a Friday night, that feeling, we get that same feeling to win a match. Especially in front of, you know, our colleagues or our teammates and cheering us on. So but also the same feeling of when you lose. So
I hate losing the checkers. So
we don't have checkers yet, but we do have a chess team we're trying to build up right now.
That's the thinking man or thinking person.
That's
game.
The thinking game. There,
that's the thinking.
Sure,
yeah, you gotta use your conagum. Yeah,
I used to play my dad when I was really young. I think I won a couple times, but I think he had something to do with that. Yeah,
he let you learn something there.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Patrick, what is esports to you? And then second question is, why did you get in it?
Well, I play my games by myself.
Okay.
But sometimes I need to play with other people, and it's also fun to beat the other guy.
Yeah. So why did you get involved in esports? Video games. Have you been in video games? You in long time?
Pretty much all my life, yeah.
You came out of the womb playing the video game.
Yeah.
Hey, mommy, guess what? Don't hit me. Let me play the game. That is awesome. Luke, what about you? What is esports to you, and why did you get involved with it?
I mean, esports for me is it's kind of like a odd chance for me to kind of get into a sport, though my parents are kind of skeptical about the esports in general. Like, I'm in 12th grade, so you're able to do almost whatever you want at this point. But esports for me is more of, well, I guess a team sport, but I don't know. It
works.
It hits different.
All right. Now, we have an esports team. It's part of the league, right? Now,
right.
What's Ben Davis's name? Well, we have a name for our team.
We're the Giants. Ben Davis Giants
Esports
team.
Oh man!
Right.
So you're staying right with the fold.
That's
this,
right.
This is what it is.
Yep.
We got the Giants to play football. We got Giants to play basketball. We got Giants to do track and sports and swim. And we got Giants to do esports.
We got Giants wearing headsets. That's right.
That makes sense. Now anybody can jump in anytime you want to. Getting involved with people. A lot of people say, well, you go to a video game, you're by yourself, your interpersonal skills are just going down to the tube because you're by yourself, talking to yourself, you ain't involved with no people, you ain't learning nothing.
Yeah, that.
What do you say to them?
Those voices are coming from a place of just lack of knowledge.
Okay.
I'm trying to use a better word than ignorance. Ignorance isn't a negative.
No,
thing,
it's in a dictionary.
It's just ignorance,
too.
You know?
It's in a dictionary.
right? So there is this negative stigma around video games like that, but in this light, when we're talking about a team sport, that, like I said earlier, there's a lot of, I don't even want to say a lot, there's so many positive things that come out for students and for anybody playing video games as far as learning communication skills or teamwork, critical thinking, problem solving, in any kind of game, you know, involving strategy or whether it be real-time or turn-based like a chess game or a real-time game like Super Smash Brothers that these two students play.
Okay.
Is a fighting real-time strategy game.
Mm-hmm.
I call it real-time strategy. They'll probably just call it a fighting game.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to anticipate what your opponent's going to do and try to counteract that
okay. In
real-time. And it's fast-paced.
Do you hear from critics that say that it's a fighting game, you're learning negative skills? And y'all,
right.
y'all can jump into that.
I mean, to be honest, you'll get that with almost any game out there on the market.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you have other games like Street Fighter. I'm trying to think of some right now. My head is going blank. It's too early.
Rivals of Aether. That could be one.
Rivals of Aether, yeah. You also have things like Tekken and other 2D fighters, but like...
When I was younger, it was Mortal Kombat.
I remember. Yeah. Okay.
It's just going to get negative press because of the people around it, to be honest. Sometimes you get terrible people in a sport and then they'll represent that thing, and if you're like, no, they don't want anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's more to a game than just, you know, a game, whether that's behind the story meaning or that's usually behind the actual strategy or time it takes to actually practice it and play out what you actually learned, along with learning on the fly when someone comes at you with something you haven't ever seen before.
Okay. As a team, does it involve more than just you guys jumping on the video game and competing each other? Do you have other type talks offline with your team members? And what kind of conversations are those? Or with the coach? What type of off game conversation do you have?
It's like the usual stuff, like casual conversation. Sometimes it's about the team, things like that.
Mm-hmm. What do you learn? Like they always say that sports is like teaches you discipline. It teaches you a number of things, mainly how, like they say, a lot of your life lessons can be learned through sports. Do you see that in esports?
Yeah.
Explain to me how.
A lot, because, I mean, if you want to do good in, I guess, success, you got to obviously sit down and then work towards it, right?
Uh-huh.
So
you got that right.
Yeah. I had to really, I kind of saw at a level where the team was at. So I would go out to several sites to see if there's any other new tech or something of that nature, which I do learn or have found out that there's like quite a few, and I'm actually ready to share that with the group in general. But
new tech as in strategies to use with your fighter in Smash you're talking about?
Yeah.
Different things you can
do. Yeah, tech is like jargon for a certain move to use or combination of moves with whatever character you've chosen in the game.
Okay.
Yeah.
But we do teach like good sportsmanship. Like no one's gonna be really tossing around a controller or flipping chairs.
I played golf one time for the first time, and it was a foursome. And I played at the Brickyard. And I didn't know what I was doing, and the guys with me got mad, and they took the club and they threw them.
Because they missed
the
leg.
I thought that was part of the game.
They just need another soda out of the cooler. Is all they need.
I mean, I didn't know what I was doing. It's an awesome golf course. But the guy got mad and just took the club and just threw it. You know, he blamed the club for his inability to get the little itty bitty old ball into the little itty bitty old hole from a long distance. So I guess he didn't learn nothing. So. about good sportsmanship.
We have those same emotions as well on the team. You know, like I said, winning and losing is emotional, but that's something I try to teach the students is try to, you know, stay cool and control what you can. Control mm-hmm. what you're able to and try not to focus on things you can't control.
Wow. That sounds like life.
Yeah, definitely.
That's definitely a life lesson.
For sure.
You know, that's a big time lesson. Speaking of big time, I read an article written here by the Kankakee Valley Publishing back in mm-hmm. April 2021 out of Wheatland, Indiana. I'm going to read it. It says, the recognition and honors keep coming for their Kankakee Valley High School esports team. Recently, the program was recognized as one of the top 10 programs in the state by Stay Plugged In, a company that specializes in bridging the gap between college. Let's check it out. I'm using a new word here. Collegiate.
That's right.
Esports, recruiting high school students. The company did a small profile on each of the top 10 schools in the state. And guess what? Ben Davis is one of those top 10 schools in the state in esports. That pushed the magic button.
What are you saying?
Yeah. I mean, you got Karma, you got Rossville, Noblesville, Connorsville, Elkhart, Lafayette, Jefferson, Ben Davis, South Dillborn, and Snyder. They're saying the top, back in April, the top 10. So this stuff is just not in Ben Davis walls. It's all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and college?
Yep. For
scholarship?
Sure.
I saw something about scholarships. What's that?
We had a senior last year, actually. A coach reached out to me during one of our matches. He wanted to watch Chandler. Mm-hmm. Chandler Bolden was his name. Mm-hmm. It still is. I don't know why I said was. And he liked him so much. He said his play was good. He could tell his anticipation was where he wanted. He wanted to have him for a visit up in Manchester University. And offered him a scholarship to come play for him. And that's where he's moving to, actually, probably as we speak.
See, that's what I'm talking about. See, in a great article that was written here on the Spotlight by the great writer Brenton Worthen, staff writer there, he indicated that Ball State University, mm-hmm. you know, they built a school virtually around the corner. They invested in an esports lab where the team can hold their practices and house tournaments. In the article there, he said, colleges have been begun recruiting and offering scholarships for future college students who are currently a part of esports teams at their high schools.
That's right.
I mean, in my old head, yeah, it don't make.
It's crazy.
It's great.
And it's kind of, from my side of it, I've seen it for years now. And so when somebody who's not in the world of esports hears about it and is so surprised like that, I don't realize that not everybody knows about it already. We need to try to get the word out there a little more and smash this negative stigma around video games and highlight the good
that is coming from it. I want to put a pause right there and talk about that fact right there. College. Mm-hmm. Opportunity to go to a higher education on a scholarship.
Right.
I got four daughters, and three of my daughters went to school, and one got a scholarship, and the other two we had to pay for. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had to take grants and we had to take loans, and we're still paying for those loans. Mm-hmm. Can your brother get a loan? Max can help me out.
Had a birthday.
I'm trying.
I'm saving for my own college.
So you got a child that's into esports, and y'all can chime in. Opportunity to get a scholarship to go to college.
I mean,
how huge is that?
It's pretty large. Now I guess you could probably say that we're actually at the level of other sports now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's breathtaking.
And for really. The parents out there who knows that if you want your child to succeed, secondary education is an awesome tool to help them. And then to get help financially?
It's pretty great, isn't it?
Man, that's what I'm talking about. I'm jumping out on my mask. You know, it's just... And parents understand, you know, oh, no, you're watching video games, you're gonna get negative energy, you're going to be a hoodlum, playing our video game, playing games like my man said in the article, he said, y'all play games, what is it, I gotta get, there you go, what, Fortnite, Call of Duty, Rainbow Six, and many more. A Super Smash Brothers. Nah, playing those games, it's gonna rot your brain. You're going to college. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Man.
And I've got a list of articles I'm compiling now. The research has been done by pretty, you know, people much smarter than me, myself. Uh-huh. So, and the correlation there between violent video games or the whatnot and our actual behavior in our life, mm-hmm. is not there.
Yeah.
That correlation has been debunked several times, many times, and is continuing, you know, as other professionals try to stem bad stigma around that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I can see where the stigma would come from, too, because how society is structured. You know, it is what it is. And it's up to you guys, you know, and your coaches and your students to show them that they're wrong.
Yeah.
Because you can go to college for psychiatry. You can go to college for sports. You can go to college on college scholarships for sports, football. Until it turns to be a bad boy or a bad girl and do something stupid.
Right.
You know, so, you know, I'm taking theology, and I'm going to get in trouble for this one. I'm taking theology, and you do something stupid. You know, don't blame what you was taking as the problem. You made the mistake.
Yeah.
No one put anything to your head and say, go do this stupid thing. You did it. You know, face up to it.
Which comes back to the lesson of learning that you can control. You know, you got to try to control what you can control.
Ooh.
And don't worry about the things you can't control.
Ooh.
And the thing that you can control in video games or other sports is your actions and your work ethic. And that translates over to life, like you said.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because some things just don't make no sense. But that just push that button, like push that it don't make no sense.
It don't make no sense.
But that makes sense. That makes sense. Now, I read a quote from you, Trevor, in this in the article. It said, my goal for the team is to have space in the school where we can meet and play with all the equipment needed so more students can participate, end quote. We don't have that right now?
We are moving 100 miles an hour right now. I haven't made any official announcements yet to the team, so I don't want to spoil too much, but...
And now, breaking news on Giant 90.9. We got a whole studio, y'all. No.
We may or may not be meeting today after school to put together some computers.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting there.
Yeah. Man, because it really makes, more you know about it, it really makes sense. And then if you're learning interpersonal skills, you're learning discipline, have an opportunity to go to college, you know, where you got to interact with people, which you learn how to interact with people, even in the gaming, and you meet other gamers, you know, because this is going to be the opportunity to meet other gamers offline. And you can be saying, oh, man, that's Mike Johnson, man. Mike Johnson's, let's go talk to Mike Johnson. Mm-hmm. And you're picking his brains, you know. And then now you're out of college. Now you're using techniques and skills that you learned in college to deal with life lessons. Man, that is super, super awesome.
I do want to thank Mrs. Squire here at the high school. Has been behind us all the way trying to get us up and running and has found some funds for us to get things started. Like I said, I haven't made any official announcements yet to the team, so they don't know yet. But
push the magic button.
But
she gets it. I mean, she gets it.
Yes.
I mean, she really, really gets it because she spends time with our young people. I mean, she spends time with our young people face to face, one-on-one. And she's got kids who went through the system. Mm-hmm. She understands it. She gets it. And it's awesome to have teachers, administrators, superintendents all down that get this. Because if they didn't get it, guess what? It wouldn't be here.
And her daughters are gamers, so she's got first-hand look at what games can and can't do. She's behind us all the way.
If they didn't get it, you wouldn't be in the studio.
Right.
If you didn't get it, wait a minute, I wouldn't be in the studio. I've been in the studio since 2003. They understand our young people. They understand what ticks. They understand the future. They understand what seeds to plant, seeds to plant, and their good seeds. It's just going to grow. So, how can Ben Davis students get involved in esports?
So as of right now, we're using a Discord server to kind of get information out and have everybody in one place that, you know, if I send a message out, everybody can read it. That's kind of our method right now. It is the way to go for communication in the gaming world. If you're not familiar with Discord, I recommend looking it up. If you're a gamer and you don't use Discord, then you're not a gamer. That's just the way it is. So our Indiana High School Esports Network,
mm-hmm.
the league that we're in competing in this year and the last several years, that's what they use to communicate. You know, I'm in a coach's Discord with them, so okay. all the coaches in the whole state.
Okay.
So the best way for students to join would be to get a hold of me or another coach, to check the flyers around the school for the names and room numbers, mm-hmm. whether it's freshman center or the high school, and send us an email and say, hey, I need a link to the Discord.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's not an approved space, approved software here at the right, school right. yet. So I need to do is get home, and when we have a meeting and I see that email, then I can send a link to for you to join that Discord and get the information you need.
Awesome. I love this article that Britton Worthen wrote here in mm-hmm. the Spotlight.
Good writer.
Man, it's an awesome article because I just love it because it's made my job this morning so much easier. Because he talks about, in the article, Britton talks about the pandemic, mm-hmm. indicating that the pandemic didn't halt esports much. Now, one thing about the pandemic, and we're wearing this mask as a result of the virus, esports, do they kind of strive? It ate that virus alive, you know, because it didn't slow you down at all?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, we couldn't play in person, but mm-hmm. that's what online play is for.
Yeah.
And online play gets better and better in most places. So, no, we weren't halted at all.
So, you had time, actually, how you say it, hone your skills.
Yeah.
Right. You know, even if you're outside of league play, you know, with the downtime, with electronics, and the way things are, it's an opportunity to hone your skills, to get better at what you're doing, to put yourself in a better position for those scholarships. Mm-hmm. That is huge. I mean, do you know how important that is? Like, a lot of times, all the negative surrounding in education with how it affects education, putting us in separate places, putting us in smaller rooms, all the negative part, and then esports comes along where it's, okay, you're allowed to be, like radio. Radio is like talking in a closet, Max,
mm-hmm.
you know? Sometimes you don't know who you're talking to, but you're in this closet and you keep talking, and don't say nothing wrong to you. You'll know who's listening.
You'll learn pretty quick.
Yeah, I did. I don't want to do that. But it's like talking in the closet. You know, you don't know who's listening. Esports, you're out there, you're competing, but you're in a closet maybe or in your room, but nothing's going to stop you as long as you got the internet, the power, and you're honing skills that you can use to draw attention of other individuals who have the power to give you scholarships to get to the college, get the other education, and before you know it, you're in college. Like, I'm in college on esports, man, on a scholarship. That just blows me away. And that's probably the biggest thing I hope parents get out of this, that our young people have an opportunity to go to college, another opportunity to go to college. And that just blows me away. It's so huge. I mean, almost out of time. Gosh. I need to get an esports team up here and just go crazy and just start playing some games.
No, let's anyway. Soak them up next time.
But before we go, anything you want to leave for our students, encourage them to join esports or just some drop some knowledge, because you got some knowledge up here. And I love what, how you stay with it and talk to our kids.
So we've talked about Smash Bros. Because Patrick and Luke both are on our Smash team. They've been there since we started this thing. But we're expanding. We have many titles we're competing in, so I thought I might throw those out there if you're interested. Yeah. So we're looking for Rocket League players, Overwatch. We need players for those teams. Our two coaches are amazing for those games, Mr. Carter and Mr. Reinhardt at the mm-hmm. ninth grade center. So if you know them, those teachers, go talk to them. I'm also looking for chess players, like I said earlier.
Yeah. So, they get mad game there, boy.
Forza Motorsport Racers, which big news coming for the next season. We're going to have a different racing platform. It'll be better, bigger, and we're going to be using actual simulators. We're going to have
–
I'm looking to get steering wheels. I'm looking to get steering wheels and pedals and everything. So the racing is going to take off next season, I believe. Minecraft as well. We're doing a huge Minecraft build. It's a six-month build of 10-person teams. And the league is going to give us some historic building in the United States. That's all that's leaked out so far.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be completely secret. But mm-hmm. he did accidentally say U.S. historic building. And the students are going to have to create a one-to-one replica inside of Minecraft.
Ah.
In a survival mode, which means they need to go out and harvest the resources they need to build. And they are going to need to work as a team and keep a journal of what they do for that build mm-hmm. the whole time. And then They'll have a third party, you know, somebody with no horse in the race,
right,
come in and judge those builds for all the schools, and they'll award prizes in April.
That's awesome. Wow. That's awesome. Esports is here. It is live. But can you imagine? Can you imagine? No, I got to get out of here. But can you imagine how many race car drivers, Formula 500 or IndyCar racers or NASCAR racers, when they were young kids, they drove on simulating type games, driving type race.
A lot of them actually did.
They do now.
They do now, yeah.
Yeah.
With COVID, they had virtual races where the NASCAR drivers actually played these simulated races,
man,
instead of being out on the actual track. And there's big money in it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the same vein, as a young person, they were young at one time. Yep. Now they're professional drivers.
Definitely.
And how this seed, the positive seed of racing, is being planted with esports. Also,
this is Indianapolis.
It blows my mind. Yeah, the racing capital of the world. And this has been Davis Giant 90.9. Well, Trevor, I wish you had more time to dig deeper into esports. But folks, you got to come on board. Parents, listen to your young people. Listen to the coach. This is something great. It's not just Ben Davis. It's all over the world. Patrick, Luke, Trevor, thanks for coming in and dropping a little knowledge
on
esports.
Thank you for having us.
Max, we got to get out of here. Got to get your next class in here. To the parents and to the teachers, our students have so much to give. You must teach them to be investors in themselves and others. What you give out, what you're going to be giving back. And students, remember, your future is in the hands. It's okay to be a copycat. Just copy the right cat. Hey, you copy Trevor. You copy Patrick. You copy Luke. Hey, you can even copy Max. I don't care. These kids and these teachers are doing the right thing. They could go all the way. As long as they ain't sagging the pants, I can't stand sagging. So, young man, be a man. Pull up your pants. I can't stand sagging. It gives me a conniption. Pull them up. Pull them up. Pull them up. Yes, yeah, some kids are still sagging. I saw some underwear the other day. I didn't need to see no underwear. I see them in the store. I don't want to see them on somebody's body. Pull up your pants. The views is best in school. Our next review is MC Wayne Township, Bendis High School, or Giant 90.9. And my views, see you next week on School Talk.